This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. And I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Fathers, we bow, we come to you today in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your many blessings upon us. We thank you for each and every listener that's here today. Thank you for allowing us to join in and being part of this broadcast. We ask you today once again to bless them. I pray for the children's homes, the mission work, that you'll just help us, lead us, and guide us in all the work that you'd have us to do, Lord. If you'll just speak to our hearts and let us know, Lord, if you don't, we won't know. We don't have the strength nor the wisdom to do anything without you, Lord. We completely depend upon you for every need, for every instruction, everything, Father. We have to have you, Lord. We ask you once again to have your will and your way. We'll thank you for all that you do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. Would like to ask you to pray for us. As I said, pray for our children's homes, the one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania and Bulgaria where they feed the children daily. And then if you would remember all the church villages in those countries in Romania, Bulgaria, the Ukraine, and all of our missionaries over there, sure do appreciate the work that the Lord is doing amongst them. If you would just continue to pray for them, that God would give them strength and the ability to do what they need to do. I do want to mention this real quick. I appreciate all of those that's listening today that's helped with the flare and oil as we try to get those churches, those members over there, 110 pounds of flour and 5 liters of oil each winter to help them through the hard part of the winter. Just seen the other day that they finished the distribution of that up for this year, and I'm so thankful for that. I appreciate the Lord supplying. I want to say this, he's still feeding the thousands. I'm thankful for the fish and loaves that you was able to send. I mean, the things that happened back there in the Word of God, and when they're still happening today, and don't want you to miss out on it. I appreciate all that you've done, all that you continue to do. Would like to ask you if you'd continue to write us. We'd appreciate it. You can write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust you'll enjoy the message.
In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face, while the storm howls about me, and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan whispers, there is no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storm never darkened the skies. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. When the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in that land where the tempest never comes. Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Good. And he'll do it too. Yes, sir. Everything's okay. I appreciate that. They have your Bibles, turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. I'm going to start at verse 1. I charge ye therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away the ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fable. But watch thou, in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered. I want to preach to you tonight, verse 6. For I am now ready to be offered. I can't say that I can say that. I don't know that any of us can say that. But I want to tell you right now a few things that Paul done to get ready. In Acts chapter 21, Paul started out ready. Brethren, I want to tell you tonight, we need to get ready to meet this thing that's going to face us out there. And I mean, old Paul was ready. He said, I'm now ready to be offered. I'm not just ready to, he's not talking about just dying. He's ready to be offered. I mean, he's ready for the devil to chop his head off and God to take him on home. Now, you may not believe it's going to be head chopping time. Some folks was telling me this afternoon, said, you know what? They're killing people all over the country. They're chopping their heads off. I said, I know that. I know that. We ain't supposed to be here when it happened, but we're here. May not be doing it in America, but they're doing it in other places. And they're going to get around to it if you just hold on. I mean, these last days are scary times. And if you just think about it, it is a terrible time, and we're not ready. We've been ready to get out of here, but we ain't ready to stay. And Paul was ready to be offered. I mean, the time of his departure was at hand. Now, I know that he preached the second coming. He is the one that preached it. I mean, Peter didn't know nothing about the second coming of Jesus. He knew nothing about that. All he knew that the earth was going to melt with a fervent heat. But Paul said the Lord's coming to get us. I mean, that's what he said. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel. But I want to tell you right now, Paul said, I'm ready to leave out of here before the rapture. I'm ready to have my head chopped off for the glory of God. I'm ready to stand. Now over here in Acts chapter 21 and verse 10, And as he tarried there many days, there came down one from Judea, a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle, bound his own hands and feet, and said, Thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hand of the Gentiles. And when he had heard these sayings, both we and they that of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. Brother, and I tell you right now, I mean, he didn't wait till the end of the thing. He started out ready. I mean, he started out ready to die for Jesus. He started out for this business, brother. And I want to tell you, I believe we need some folks today that are determined in their heart, I'm going with God. I don't care what's going to take place. I'm going with God. Now, his grace is sufficient, and you need it tonight, and I need it tonight. But let's purpose in our heart that we're going with God. He said, I'm ready. Now that could fix him up to say, I'm now ready. But see, he is ready. And that fellow came down there and said, boy, the Holy Ghost told me. Now that fellow wasn't lying. The Holy Ghost did show him that Paul was going to be in that trouble when he went down there. But you know how come Paul to get in that trouble? Them Jews are waiting on you, Paul, because they hear about your preaching. Do you know what Paul was preaching? He was preaching the grace of God. He was telling folks that you're saved by grace. He was telling the Gentiles that God's done everything. Jesus done it all. It's all been done. It's all finished. And the devil don't like that. And them Pharisees and them Jews and them Sadducees, they couldn't stand that kind of preaching. We got a lot of them can't stand it today, but it's so anyhow. I mean, Jesus did do what he said. It is all finished. It's not by works that you do. It's by grace that you Gentiles are saved. It's by grace through faith. That's not of yourself. It is a gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. Anybody do that much for you, you ought to be willing to die for it. If he saved you by grace, you didn't have nothing. And God come by and give you everything. I mean, we are saved by the grace of God. We was put into the body of Christ. I mean, we was baptized by the Spirit of God into that body, and we got into a Jewish body, whether you like it or don't like it. I mean, really, we did. I mean, we was wild olive branches grafted in. And we're in because of the grace of God and the love of God, and because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And Paul said, I'm not only ready. Don't break my heart. He said, don't weep over me. Don't cry over me. Bless God, I'm ready. Honey, I appreciate a man that's ready to die at the beginning of this thing. He said, I don't care. I'm not worried about getting bound. I'm ready to die for him. Yeah. You say, well, I would be too. Well, why don't you live for him? It's a lot easier. It looks to me like to live for him would be to die for him. I don't think we're ready for anything. Now listen to me. I'm honest with you. I looked at this today. God hit me with this thing. And I thought, Lord, I'm not even ready. I mean, I'm not ready. And here I'm going to preach this tonight, try to get you to get ready. And I know you're not ready. And I know I'm not ready. And I know America's not ready. And I know the churches are not ready. We can't stand nothing today. Amen. But it's on the way. Amen. You better get ready. Amen. You better get some grace, buddy. Amen. Let me tell you something. The Bible, this brother said today in the Sunday school class, perilous times will come. They are here. Amen. Son, it's dangerous. I mean, it's dangerous to be out in daylight or dark. Right. It's dangerous to sit in your house. It's dangerous to ride in your car. It's dangerous to walk the street. in America. Amen. It's dangerous.
Amen.
I mean, don't sit and look at me. It is. Right. I'm scared. I tell my crowd every day, be careful. Great God, there ain't no telling. And every time the phone rings, I wonder if some of them got killed. They're shooting people all over the country.
Amen.
I mean, just shooting them down for no reason. Just shooting them just to be shooting. Schools, nowhere. It's not safe anywhere today. It's not safe in the church. I mean, listen, if you knew what all is went on today in a church, probably somebody got killed in a church somewhere in America today. There's no peace nowhere. There's no safety nowhere except in the Lord. But thank God you can get ready.
Amen.
I mean, His grace is sufficient.
Yes,
now, what Paul was going to do, he's going down there to preach. And the Bible said, when he would not be persuaded, we cease saying. Isn't that wonderful? There's a dude that just can't be persuaded to quit. Thank God we can't even get persuaded to start. And here's a fella that can't get persuaded to quit. They're trying to get him to quit. Don't go, Paul. Please don't go. You're going to get killed. He said, that's what I'm out for. I'm here to die for him. I'm here to do what I can for him. I want everybody to know about him. And if my death will bring the gospel out, I mean, whatever it takes, I'm ready.
Amen.
That crowd said, well, since we can't persuade him, let's just let him go. Ain't that wonderful? Here's a fella that you can't make him quit. And here the whole crowd that can't get started.
Amen.
I mean, we got a bunch, folks in America, and I mean all over the country. They don't say it here because we don't have elections. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
But I mean, I went places and they said, well, Reed, I don't do nothing. I didn't get elected. Well, bless God, you got saved, didn't you?
Amen.
You ain't supposed to be elected. You're a Gentile. You're supposed to get saved, supposed to get called, get out and go. You don't have to get elected to do something. God told the church when he started the church out, said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I got to look at that the other day. I mean, folks said, somebody said they seen Joe down the road. He ain't here tonight. Pray for him. He's gone somewhere to preach. But somebody said they seen him down the road to preach and wasn't nothing around. I said, there might have been some creatures down there. How do you know?
Amen.
If you see a fella up here on the road preaching and there ain't nothing but birds around, I mean, don't worry about it.
Amen.
He said to preach to every creature.
Amen.
Did he not?
Amen.
We ain't got time to preach to nobody.
Yeah.
Creatures either. I mean, great God, I mean, here's people dying all up and down the road going to hell. All up and down the road here going to hell. The blood's going to be on us. We haven't warned them. I mean, we're not doing anything. We're just sitting around here sort of having a good time. I mean, we're running their business, you know. We're looking at the children's home. We're working about the schools and we're working about the church and we're running off tapes and we're doing other things. Oh, I know all that and that's good. There ain't nothing wrong with it. Just keep doing that, but put a little extra time in. Well, why don't some of the rest of them? Don't worry about them.
Amen.
Don't worry about the rest of them. Bless God, you better worry about your suitcase, honey.
Amen.
Paul said, I am now ready. He didn't say, we are now ready. He said, I am now ready. And I'm preaching, I am now ready. I ain't talking about them getting ready. I'm talking about I want to get ready. I want to get ready. I'm getting upset at this outfit. Oh, great God, I tell you, I looked at a paper today. Some woman in there on the newspaper down here in Winston-Salem. If this country ain't sick, it'll never get that way. She said, Eve. I mean, I don't remember what I read, just a little bit about it. But she's trying to say that man was made over the leftovers. She said Eve was a rabbi. Now this is a preacher or a scholar or a nut. That fits better. She said Eve was a rabbi. Can you believe that? No, you can't. If you do, I'll knock you in the head if I find out. And she said Mary was a prophet or a disciple. And she said, Miriam, Moses' sister, was a holy prophet. I mean, she's dressed up like a man with a necktie on. Somebody ought to choke her. I'm sick, I'm mad, I'm upset, I'm disgusted, I want to puke. Excuse me. But she's going to Wake Forest to lecture down there. Now don't you reckon, boy, don't you reckon, there's the Baptists that spent their money to build that school down there. Baptists, I'm talking about Baptists that believe God. Baptists that believe there's a heaven. Baptists that believe there's a hell. And Baptists that believe that the account of Genesis built that school. And we had men to fight to keep it open and down the battlefield. And now we've got some heifer coming by like that that ought to be shot. I mean, she ought to be shot. I mean, several times.
Amen. Go ahead. Amen. You're right.
And this will go on the radio, and I hope she'll hear it. It goes on down there. I hope it goes on all of them. I want everybody to hear it. Honey, I'm disgusted. I want you to know that I believe we ought to get ready to stand against all the evil that there is in this world. And I'm telling you, as a soldier of Jesus Christ, we ought to fight.
Amen.
No time to sit around, twiddle their thumbs and say, well, you know, there ain't much we can do about it. Best God didn't show you color.
Amen.
You can tell them who you are, and you can let them know where you live.
Amen.
You don't have to sit around and take everything that's coming.
Amen.
We think we do, but Paul couldn't be persuaded not to go. Thank God for somebody that determines I'm going to do what God wants me to do. Hey, wouldn't it be wonderful? And I appreciate this church. I really do. And I appreciate you following me. I mean, I know you don't know where I'm going, and I don't know where I'm going, but who cares?
Amen.
As long as we get there.
Amen.
I get up here and I say, I want an offering for so-and-so, and y'all just give it, and that's good. And I said, we're going to do this. And y'all just help me. That's great. Thank God. Isn't that wonderful? Don't have to see about the deacons, see what they think about it. Don't have to get a committee to see. Don't have to ask the women about it. Bless God, I'm glad. Hey, I'm just glad. And we got a little place down on the side of the road where we can do what God wants us to do in spite of hell and everybody else. But let me tell you tonight, I appreciate a man like old Paul that said, I just ain't going to be persuaded. I'm going, and I know the Holy Ghost said that, and I know I'm going to be bound, but I'm going. But I'm not only ready to be bound, but I'm ready to die for the Lord Jesus. Great God, there ought to be some people. Get your mind made up tonight. That the God wants you to do something. I mean, God called old Paul to preach. He said, I got to do it. I got to get out here and get at it. Now, I'm sorry that I didn't start as good as Paul did. I'm sorry that I ain't done as good as Paul did. And I'm sorry that I've been as sorry as I am. But I did what determined in my heart. One day, I surrendered to do it. I said, God, I'll do it. If you let me go home, I'll do it. And I'm here doing it. 51 years I've been pastoring, preaching, and running over this community. Boy, I wish God had let me get better. My legs get so I could kick them up over the pulpit again, slap a few people in the face when I pass by while I'm preaching, wake up a few of them that's sleeping, and let them know, bless God, that this world is going to hell and we need to stand up and be counted. Oh, it's Noah's day. Well, I don't care if it is Noah's day. He preached, didn't he?
Amen.
Well, it's Lot's day. I don't care if it is. Abraham prayed for Lot.
Amen.
Wouldn't let God burn him up. I mean, he told God, he said, you can't destroy the righteous with the wicked. He said, I can't pray like that. I can't tell God. Won't you try it sometime?
Amen.
Won't you put God on the spot? So to speak, say, God, you've got to do this. You've got, Dean told me the other night, got so tore up about these little girls that wanted to get saved and couldn't get saved. He just said, God, you've got to do it. But when you get down the business of God, he will do it.
Right.
You know the reason we're just fiddling around saying, well, you know, if it's your will, God. No, it's not God's will any perish. God don't want nobody to go to hell. God, Jesus died for everybody. God gave his son for everybody. Get out and tell them about it. Get out and get on to them. This church ought to be running over. Oh, they ain't going to come here. They will if God gets a hold of them. And if God gets here thick enough, honey, they'll be here. Hey, you ought to have been here Sunday night if you wasn't. Son, I mean, there wasn't nobody doing nothing but just waiting on God. And boy, I mean, he finally come through here. And I guarantee you, I was sitting right over here. I mean, I'd pray to them little girls and set them down and got them up and prayed with them and set them back down. Don't make no profession till you have to get it. I mean, you got to get lost before you get saved. And I was sitting over here and one of them, Danny's little girl, come running over here to me and said, I'm saved. I said, really? She said, yeah. I said, when did you get saved? She said, just now. Oh, she said, I'm so happy. Boy, I've watched her all day. She's been a smiling. I mean, her eyes is brighter than I've ever seen anybody's. Man, let me tell you something. I mean, this world's going, these little old young'uns going to hell up down through here. All up and down the roads, all over the country. And we just sitting around thinking, well, ain't nothing we can do about it. Try it.
Amen.
I challenge you to try it. Paul said, I'm going down there to Jerusalem. And I'm going down there to preach it. I'm ready. He said, oh, don't go, Paul. Holy Ghost told me what was going to happen to you. Well, I can't help what the Holy Ghost told you. I've got an urge to go. Now, I may not know all I'd like to know about this, but I'm just reading what I'm reading here. And after these days, they said, the will of the Lord be done. Isn't that good? Finally, they decided to let the will of God be done, whether he got killed or not. And after those days, we took up our courages, and went up to Jerusalem. And there went up also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Manasseh of Cyprus, an old disciple with whom we should lodge. That's a good fellow to lodge with. Get you an old disciple, somebody that's been along the way. You get some of the little dudes that ain't never been nowhere and ain't going nowhere and don't want to go nowhere, they'll talk you out of it. Oh, God, with an old disciple. Going to lodge with him for a while. Thank God for that. And when they were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the day following, went in with us unto James and all the elders that were present. And when we had saluted them, we declared partially what things God, particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said unto him, thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews which believed, and they are zealous of the law, and they are informed of thee that thou teachest all Jews which are among the Gentiles, by whom to forsake Moses.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.